Blog Talk Radio.
Of you who celebrate this season, happy Sunday to you. This is your host, Dynamic Daphne, and I am supercharged about the episode that is about to unfold. I have an amazing guest who's been hanging out with me in the virtual green room, and I'm going to encourage you to grab your pen and paper and your water and everything, so that once you take your seat, you won't have to leave. Because do I have a guest for you? And we only have one guest on tonight, so we are really going to be rock and rolling. She's going to share her story and all of that great stuff, and she's going to tell you about how to be out there, and, you know, if you want something to be told, who is the best person to tell it for you? So just amazing, amazing things are about to happen. But before I go into that, I want to share a few of my favorite quotes with you. And the first one I want to share is from the great Og Mandingo, and it reads, "Treasure the love you receive above all. It will survive long after your good health has vanished." The other one is from Napoleon Hill. "More gold has been mined from the thoughts of men than has been taken from the earth." And the next one I want to share with you is from Theodore Roosevelt. "The best executive is the one who has sense enough to pick good people to do what he wants done, and self-restraint to keep from meddling with them while they do it." And, you know, as entrepreneurs, I think these three quotes will add value to what we are doing. And I just wanted to share those, because we as entrepreneurs, we struggle with, you know, things to delegate. We just think that we got to do everything ourselves. And this amazing guest I have here tonight is going to show us some ways where we can, you know, get some stuff off our plate and focus on what it is that we are good at doing and do that and attract a team to do the rest. Well, as always, I love to include you in our conversation. And the number to do that is 646-915-8166. We already have a caller on the line. And caller, if you want to say something, just touch one and then we'll know that you want to speak, and then we will bring you on live. So again, the chat room is open and the phone lines are open. I want to get you involved in what is happening. So without any further delay, I want to bring on live my honored guest, Mrs. Sharon Rooks. Mrs. Rooks, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am so excited and I'm wonderful to be in your awesome presence. I know that you are really going to be investing in the welfare of my listeners, and I'm supercharged for that.
Why, thank you. Thank you. I'm excited myself. I'm looking forward to a great interview and just being able to inspire and help people and answer questions and, you know, give some direction to help someone grow their business or whatever it may be.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I always love to ask my experts when they come on to share about their humble beginnings because, you know, a lot of successful people, they tend to tell a little bit about the beginning, and then they don't tell you about all the middle stuff, and bam, it's just the end result where everything is so fabulous, you know?
Right.
But you and I know that we have journeys that we travel. So why don't we start at the beginning?
Wow.
And, you know, introduce yourself to the people, and let's just set the stage for them.
Okay. Well, first off, my name is Sharon Rooks, and I am a native Memphian. And, wow, my background and the beginnings of how I started the agency, is that where you want me to go back from?
No. Your life story. Start at the beginning.
Wow.
Because we are going to go into who you have evolved to become. Because the reason I ask my experts to do that is because there are a lot of people who are sitting home doing nothing because they figure they don't have what it takes to do something.
Right.
And we want to show them that, you know, it's not always hunky-dory, but if you stick it out, you too will have a story to tell.
Yes, that is true. Well, my background and my upbringing does come with a lot of trials and tribulations. There were several things that took place in my life. As a young woman, I was molested by a first cousin, and that molestation, a child was conceived. I became pregnant.
Mm.
And my daughter was born, and she was born with some developmental delays, and she only survived 18 months.
Wow.
So that was the first tragedy that went on in my life.
Yeah.
You know, seventh grade, don't know anything about a baby, raising a baby. You know, my family was very supportive, and you know, they did all the things that they were supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just really hard, you know, for me.
Mm-hmm.
To go through that situation. And shortly after that, I have only one brother, and he was shot right in front of my face.
Wow.
And there again, that's just another horrible story. And shortly before that, I was kidnapped for a day.
Ooh.
And the young man who kidnapped me, he was featured on America's Most Wanted. It's a lot of stuff that happened to me. That was just the childhood portion. As I became an adult, met my husband, my high school sweetheart, and we dated, got married, fell on hard times, and it was just one thing after another. We almost lost our home. We were a week away from divorce, and I've been married 17 years now. So,
congratulations.
I'd like to say thank you. I do have a son now who's 16.
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
So there are just a whole bunch of things that went on through my life, and I actually wrote a book about it.
Yes,
because it was a series of events right after one another.
Yeah.
And it's just so much. And so I put it all as much as I could in a book.
Right.
Because every time I went through a valley or a trial situation, mm-hmm. God elevated me to a different level. And it was mm-hmm. like I'm required to have so much on me.
Mm-hmm.
People are watching me. You know, they want to know how I'm going to deal with this kind of stuff. How can I still walk and talk and keep my sanity?
Because
most people would not have been able to endure stuff like that from a child, you know, seventh grade, going through all that stuff. And it did have an effect on me for a while, but I had to understand that I was not going to allow that situation to control and dictate my path.
Exactly.
And so,
because you know something? There are a lot of people who have not gone through one-fourth of what you have gone through, and they throw the towel in.
Yes.
And people who are listening, whether they're listening live or on the archive, are probably saying, my God, how did she do it? How did she survive? Mm-hmm. All of that. But you know that your future was much greater than that which was facing you at that time.
Exactly.
And you have proved it. And I listen to you speak about that with such calmness and such peace about how, as you look back now, and for those who are listening, during the process of you going through all of that, those things, what were some of the thoughts that was kind of going through your mind?
Oh, you have thoughts of despair, thoughts of slipping into depression, suicidal thoughts, you know, all those things, you know, hey, why me? What did I do?
You
try to go through and you just like reexamine and reassess, okay, did I do this wrong? Did that cause that to go wrong? Did I do that? Okay, what made this happen? And you try to analyze things, you know, take the analytical approach on stuff. And I look back and it was nothing that I had done being that young. I wasn't a feisty little girl. I wasn't, you know, hot and sweat smelling myself or anything like that. It wasn't anything like that. I was an actual tomboy coming up. So when thinking about boys, I was beating them up.
That's right. That's right.
that's what I was doing. So it was interesting to have all those, a mixture of thoughts and stuff going through your mind and trying to get a handle on those thoughts and not allowing those thoughts to get a handle on you.
To conquer you, Because just like most victims do, they always start to, like, second guess that I am the one that attract this to me.
Right.
I am the one why this happened to me.
That's right.
And really and truly, no. You had nothing to do with it.
Right, that's right.
But I am so thankful that you have conquered it all and are now around to tell the story to help others who are probably under the effect of similar things happen to them and they just cannot lift their head to catch a breath to carry on. As you were going through and all those diverse thoughts that you mentioned now, how did you begin to see the light at the end of the tunnel? Did you have to go to therapy or what did you have to do?
Well, I was always brought up in the church and I knew what I needed to do, what I had to do.
Yes.
And whenever I did something, and people who know me, they know if I'm going to do something, whether it was right or wrong, I'm going to be 150% in.
Yes.
All the way in. So when I made up my mind that I was not going to allow the situations and the circumstances to defeat me, that's all I needed the mind first.
Yes. Yes.
And then the will to do it, that came to faith. And so that was the end of it. I was going to sweep that thing under my feet and take it one day at a time. And my husband, he understood some things and how he had to deal with me when we were intimate and things like that, because he understood and he knew my story. So
yes,
that, all of those things and him being nurturing with me through that process, and now it made the journey easy, because I could have turned out to be a bitter woman.
Yes.
And turned into a lifestyle of say, hey, I don't want to be with men, period. I'm going to go the other way.
My
I could have been promiscuous and just babies everywhere. You know, I could have turned to drugs and just given up and done all of those things. But I never did that.
That just
wasn't anything that I wanted my life to be.
Thank God.
I felt and I knew that I was more than that. And
that's
not
right.
to say that I'm, you know, people are beneath me. That's not what I'm saying.
But
I'm saying
you're
more than that.
You are queen. Yeah.
Right. I'm more than that.
Yes.
And so my life is more than that.
That's
and
right.
if I falter and crumble over situations, then it's weakness to me. And I'm like, wait a minute, my faith is supposed to be, you know, stronger than that. So.
That's right.
If I can't count on my faith,
what else?
What else? I mean, what is there?
What
so
is, that's right.
That's what kept me sane.
Dude.
And when I lost my daughter, the school was so supportive. I think half the school just shut down to attend the services for my daughter. And one of my neighbors, and I never forget it, she saw me outside tearing, and she said, baby, let me tell you something. She said, you got to let go and let God. And that stuck with me.
My God.
And this is a particular neighbor who was so quiet, very quiet. And to hear a profound word like that.
From her, yes.
Mm-hmm. And it just spoke. Through her, and I was
wow.
And from the moment she told me that, I wasn't tearing, I wasn't sad anymore. It was like a burden just
lifted.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what, that makes so much sense. And so that's what I kept that with me, let go and let God. And it just made a world difference to me, because it was so true and so profound. Because I couldn't change the situation. I couldn't bring the daughter back.
That's right.
I couldn't punish the cousin who wronged me, you know.
That's
so
right.
I couldn't, none of that was within my hand to do.
That's right.
And my power to do. So what was it going to solve with, you know, me being all upset and conflicted and pain and crying and moping and mumbling and in a pity party when
that's
I couldn't change any of it?
Exactly.
So that's the way I looked at it, and that was the way I defeated it, you know. But first you have to take control over things mentally.
That's
and,
right. That's already in the archive. You can't do anything about it.
Right.
You know, but what can you do right now in the present?
Exactly.
Because this is all we have control over right now.
Right now.
And the next 24 hours, that when we are blessed to see the rising of the sun, again we have control over right now.
Right now.
Wow. If you are just joining me, my guest on this episode is Mrs. Sharon Rooks. And listen, guys, the phone lines are open. Call in 646-915-8166. Mrs. Rooks, if you catch a drink of water, I want to check in with a caller on the line to see whether they have a question or not, because sometimes people don't realize they can push a number. So I'll be right with you.
No problem.
Hello, caller. Your last four digits are 5571. Would you like to ask a question of my guest? I guess not. So if you want to ask a question, you can press the number one. Okay, so all that happened to you, and you are so at peace, and you have just evolved. You're an author, you're a speaker, You're a PR and marketing strategist. You're an actress. What else do you do?
The question is, what do I not do? Well, Ms. Daphne, I teach it. I am the brand, and I believe in that. I am the brand, and God has gifted me with so many things.
Yes.
And so I was just sharing with somebody, I think a couple of months ago, I have done everything that I talked about and aspired to do in my young life.
Thank you.
I have done all those things and still doing. And so I can't say that I have not lived a fulfilling life.
That's right.
I have done those things. I said I wanted to be a teacher, and I have been, and I was a teacher for 4.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I said that I wanted to be a singer, and I don't know how that happened, but God did gift me to sing. My father and I both sing. So, I've done that. I said I wanted to be an entrepreneur, and I've been an entrepreneur since the late 90s, 96,
beautiful,
97.
Beautiful.
So I have done and still doing the things that I said I wanted to do.
All right. So I want us to talk about your book now, because then we are going to go into all the other part about how you are so talented in telling what needs to be told. So I wanna talk about the book, and then once we get into the branding, marketing, advertising piece, we want to spend a lot of time there, because we want you to just show the people all the different areas that you specialize in. So let's talk about your book and where people can find it.
They can find the book actually through my website, SharonRooksAgency.com. They can go to the website, and the book is listed there. They can type in my name. They can Google, and it pulls up. So it's online. They do have it in some Barnes & Noble's stores as well, but they can definitely go to my website, find me on Facebook, just anywhere. I'm out there on the World Wide Web, and you
can
find
it. That's right. And talk a little bit more about the content of the book. Not enough so they don't buy the book, but enough so they go pick it up.
Well, the book is an inspirational book, and it was actually used at, it was Shelby State at the time, now it's Southwest Community College here in Memphis. As a model, and the book was used for a class.
Nice.
Because the inspiration, and there's a part, you know, after each chapter that you can write your own thoughts out. And it's a quick read, probably takes you about, you know, an hour and a half or so to read. But it tells a chronological story of my life and how I was raised and all that good stuff, and the values and how my parents taught, you know, principles and things of that nature, and how I saw how the world taught life, and that I didn't want that.
Right.
But I have experienced just about everything an average person probably would not have.
Survived. That's right.
It's amazing in that I'm still here and in my right mind and did not allow those things to take me, you know. So
beautiful.
It's a great read. I get so many comments on it, and people, you know, look at me, and it's like, you're still standing. And I'm like, well, yeah, I'm kind of one of those kind of people. I'm like the extreme. When you tell me I can't do something, oh, I'm going to do it 3 or 4 times over.
Don't challenge me, because once you challenge me that I can't do something, my adrenaline just start pumping.
Yes.
Well, guys, you all know, you pick the book up and call us on the show here, and at another time, tell us, you know, what the book has done for your life. We love to hear stories. Remember, the phone lines are open, guys. The chat room is open as well, 646-915-8166. And I just want to take a brief commercial break.
SuperFastLinkBuilding.com. The biggest challenge for business owners and entrepreneurs like you is getting your site to show up on the first page of a Google search. It's been reported that Google often changes their search reporting methods multiple times in the same day. That's why you can't use just any search optimization company. The SEO company that you choose has to think fast and move even faster. At superfastlinkbuilding.com, we've designed and developed a unique system to start positioning your site closer to the top. Our complex system of websites and blogs, along with our proprietary algorithms, are pushing our clients' sites to page one every day. Your site will never rise on its own. You've got to do something about it. Subscribe today. Superfastlinkbuilding.com.
I also want to encourage you to connect with us on facebook.com/A New Day Radio. And also join me on Facebook at Dynamic Daphne. And on Twitter, you can join me on Twitter at DynamicDaphne.com. I'm on LinkedIn. And I want to see you join me there.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
All right, and if you're just joining us, our guest, our honored guest, is Ms. Sharon Rooks from the Sharon Rooks Agency. And now we are going to continue with our conversation. And if you have something to be told, I am the one to tell it. That's the tagline for Mrs. Rooks' agency. Tell us about the choice of that brand line.
Wow. Well, it started off like this, Daphne. I was actually doing PR and marketing for free. And I did it for like 2.5-3 years, just helping my friends out. And, you know, they were doing little projects and stuff. And
how should I know you then?
And I was like, I can help you with that. I know so-and-so, so-and-so. I know this person. I know this person. You know, hey, I know this person. This is how you need to do that, because this doesn't – I mean, I was working it all out, helping writing press releases and stuff and sending it out and just having fun doing it, and to see my friends and to see people – get the callbacks and they get the exposure. It was pretty cool.
Right.
And then my husband says, we're not gonna do this one for free. You like to help too many people, and baby, it's good that you like to help people, but you it takes a lot of time to do that kind of stuff. And I was like, oh yeah, you're right. So I didn't even have a name. I didn't have a name or anything, And so I said, well, I'm going to use my name. But I was always a professional networker, because when I taught school, I was the person that got everything together, got the programs together, you know, taught the children this. I was the person that was doing it. Mm-hmm. And so it wasn't difficult for me to network. No, it was so easy for me. Mm-hmm. And then when I was a member of NABO, the National Association of Women Business Owners, I was a public policy speaker for 2 years. And so traveling back and forth to Washington was just an added bonus, because I wasn't fearful.
That's right.
Didn't mind challenge. Opposition doesn't bother me. Conflict doesn't bother me one bit. I love it all. Mm-hmm. And so I had the connections, and I knew how to do it. I understood the protocol.
That's right.
And so when people needed stuff, they would call me. I mean, anything. And they still do it right now, which is great.
Beautiful.
Anything. I don't care if they're looking for a carpet cleaner or whatever. They call me.
Beautiful.
And so I said, you know what? If somebody wants something told, I'm the one to tell it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I just started playing with some stuff, and hey, there it went. And that brand, it sticks. People in Atlanta know it. I mean, it's amazing how many people know that tagline. Beautiful. And so I can tell you so many stories about that. My sister went on a trip down in Atlanta, and she pulled in, and the guy next to her said, "Where are you from?" And she said, "We're from Memphis." And he was like, "Really?" And he said, "Y'all know a girl named named Sharon Ruth? If you want it told, she the one to tell it." And my sister said, "Yeah, that's my sister." And she screamed. And she called me. She said, "You way down here in Atlanta telling stuff." I said, "Yeah, you know I'm worldwide. It's always good." So it was kind of funny. But he remembered that tagline.
Wonderful. You know, I tell people a lot of time that we don't have to look too far to find out what our true purpose is.
Right.
Because it's always staring us in the face. The reason we are always going around chasing our shadows is because a lot of times we are paying too much attention to what somebody else is doing instead of looking in the mirror and what we are supposed to be doing.
Right.
You know? So this is so beautiful. You know, they say, you know, take that one thing and keep doing it and keep doing it and see what branch out of it. And what a beautiful story. What a beautiful story. Now, as entrepreneurs, why do you think we do not have clarity on our marketing or branding message?
There are several reasons why. A lot of us think that just because we start a business that people will come.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's just a big misconception about that.
Right.
because think about it. Nobody knows you. And that's an insult to some people, and I just have to tell them, nobody knows you.
Exactly.
Prime example, if you have a nonprofit organization, why would somebody want to do business with ABC and write you a $5,000 check and they have Susan G. Komen?
That's right, Girl Scout.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't understand that. Some of us become so offended by that we shut down on anything as it relates to marketing and branding, and we hurt ourselves. Because I thought at the end of the day, the bottom line is you're in it to make money.
Mm-hmm.
This is your lifestyle. This is your way of living.
You need to repeat that, especially for my benefit.
Yeah. It's a way of, you know, this is your lifestyle. This is what you do every day. This is not a hobby for you. And
that's
so
right.
If this is how you pay your bills and this is what you're expected to live on, then you have to understand what marketing and branding means. It's so important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there's a big misconception. A lot of people don't budget for marketing or PR or anything, advertising. They don't budget for any of that stuff. And they just simply think that when they start a business that people will come. And then they think that their families will be the people who support them. That is a lie.
Oh, Lord, help us.
That is a lie.
That's a whole other show. That's 10 more shows.
Yes, it is. But entrepreneurs get in business and they think, oh, I got a whole bunch of people in my family, especially authors. And what they don't understand is those people knew you before you were an author. And
that's
so they don't even value you. They don't value anything.
Lord.
Mm-hmm. So.
That is so true. Because they know, oh, my heavens, Father. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
Yeah. They knew you before, so they don't have any respect or any value of what you have put together
to get
the message out. So
they're
not going to be the people who will continuously support you.
Support you. That's right.
They just won't. And it is what it is.
You end up giving them the book for free and they don't even read it to give you a feedback.
Right.
That's right. Well, listen, guys. Get the phone lines. We need the switchboard to be lit up. The number is 646-915-8166. And if you are on the phone lines, I want to have you call in. The number is 646-915-8166. I'm going to be checking in right now with the people on the phone line to see if they want to say something. All right, I'll be right back with you. Caller, I just put your live. Your first three digits are 847. Would you like to say something or ask a question of my guest?
Yes, I would.
Okay, would you introduce yourself and say your name and where you're calling from, please?
Yeah, this is Cherie Victorian, and I'm calling from Chicago.
Well, hello, Sister Cherie Victorian. How are you?
I'm fine, Sister Daphne. How are you?
I am wonderful. What's your question for my honored guest?
My question is, how do you transition from giving away your stuff to having people to buy it? If you've been doing something for a long period of time for nothing, how do you transition that group
from free to
payment?
It's an easy process, and the best way to do that transition is to simply put a letter together, introductory letter, letting them know that you have appreciated all of their support, and it's been great, but at this time you're switching over, and your services will no longer be free. And submit you can have a pricing list in there attached to it or something, or just simply do the introductory letter and thanking them, and make sure you get your business cards and stuff. That's the first step. When you give your idea a name, and people understand, oh, my God, this is real business. She's serious. She has business cards. She has a website. So the look, you need to give that image, the look that you're trying to give it, that means business. Because if people can just call you and get something done and there's no kind of no order, basically how things are done, then they're going to continue to do that. But once you make the mindset, you make it the point, hey, this is it, I'm in business. That would be the first thing you would do, is to simply, you know, like to do an introductory letter and thank them for all their support. And at this time, or you can put it 2 weeks from here, your start date, you're going to have your grand opening, your virtual launch of your business. Mm-hmm. And that lets them know that you're serious, because if it's business, no businesses are in it to be free.
That's right. That's right.
So that would be the best way to do that, is to do an introductory letter thanking them and then letting them know what changes will be taking place in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or whatever, and you look forward to their continued support. And
yeah,
all of those people, and you could even tell them if those people who would like to continue using your services, you would be willing to offer a 10% discount to keep them. You don't have to do that, but you could if you're led to do that. But that would be the way.
Well, that sounds absolutely fabulous. I want to thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Sister Cherie, from calling to call in from Chicago. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. All right. And I'm going to go to the other caller and hope that caller has a question. Caller, your last four digits are 5571. Do you have a question for my guest?
I do.
Would you introduce yourself, please, and tell us your name and where you're calling from?
My name is LaVita Massey.
Hello, Massey. How are you, ma'am?
Fine, better known as World Famous, calling from Memphis, Tennessee.
Hi. And what's your question?
My question is to Ms. Brooks, who I absolutely adore. My question is, if you're working on a shoestring budget, how do you spread the word about your product?
Mm-hmm.
As far as, like, I would say to the media.
Great question. Great question.
That is. That's a wonderful question. One way to to do that when you're on a shoestring budget is to do something that's community-driven. If you can do some research and find a story online, if someone has been victimized, you know, lost their home, a burn or something, they've been sick, have some type of situation and you know that you have a product or service that could help them, that's a great way to get the media exposure. Prime example, young lady was scammed and lost her money for her prom dresses, okay? Mm-hmm. ABC Bridal Company comes in and they give her the bridal dress, the shoes, the car, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? They're going to be on TV for that act of kindness.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a good way and a free way to get the exposure through the media.
Mm-hmm.
That's just one example. So do some research and find somebody who you know could benefit from your product or your service and do something for them.
Collaborate.
Yeah, if it's something that's very, you know, a life-changing thing, then it will get the media's attention.
Beautiful.
And you can contact the media, or that person who's the benefactor of that can contact the media.
Beautiful.
And make sure you take pictures. It's always good to take pictures.
That's right.
Take pictures when you do stuff.
That's right. Take pictures and videotape when you can.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes. Get testimonies from those people, and you could actually do a series of that, of those things. If you have a service or product and you're helping people and get their testimony, and you can send that information to a news reporter. Because they're always looking for stories, and that's what
always
people don't understand. They're always looking for stories.
Beautiful.
So how do they get those stories? From people like the publicists, the PR folks.
That's
and
right.
Everyday people.
That's right. And when
the
they get from those
department.
Sources, when they get from those sources, and it's people that they know, they don't always
right.
have to go back and check for the authenticity because they
exactly.
know these people are reputable.
Right. They're trusted agents in the community.
Beautiful.
So that will be a way to do that.
All right. Well, thank you, Ms. LaVita. Do you have another question? Oh, okay, I guess not. If you have another question, you can always call back in, and thank you so much for calling. All right, it's amazing. Come on, guys, the phone lines are still open. 646-915-8166. And to follow on, kind of piggyback on the question that the last caller asked, a lot of entrepreneurs, as you mentioned, a lot of not only entrepreneurs but small business people do not budget for PR and for marketing because I've heard them say, well, we are too small, we don't need that. And my feedback is, that's why you need it.
Need it. Exactly.
You know, how can we turn around that mindset of entrepreneurs and small business people? That they don't need marketing and PR. They think it's for Fortune 500 companies.
Right. That is kind of difficult to do. And that comes with a change of environment.
Yeah.
You have to be around people who are forward thinkers.
Right.
And those people who understand and value the importance of getting ahead. But if a person's mindset is still, if they're stuck, right there, and they don't want to do anything else but work out of their home, then that's not the person that needs to be hearing this.
Mm-hmm.
But the person who desires to move from the home to eventually having a small shop, then moving towards employees and all that kind of stuff and working, you know, globally and offering services, that's the person that needs to be around other people who are forward thinkers and they understand and they can guide them, mentor them, get with the right people. You just got to change your circle. That's the most important thing. You got to change your circle because if Johnny is still working on cars at the house and he says he's in business, that's where Johnny probably wants to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're connected to Johnny and you never see any growth or any development of him thinking anywhere past the driveway, that's not the person you want to be connected to.
That's right.
It's gonna stunt your growth emotionally and mentally. Because if you're looking at him and he's been doing this for 15 years, the chance of him wanting to expand that is going to be slim to none. He's comfortable. You know? So.
Yes. Let us focus on the entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. Now, here is someone that tuned into and listening to this amazing dialogue and great information that you're passing out. And they decide that, all right, Mrs. Rooks says we have to do this and I want to do something. Let me check this thing out that she's talking about. Where do they begin? I remember back some years ago, people used to talk about, have your trifold brochure on your business cards, and you would go to events and people was just shoving their business cards and their trifold on you, and just to see how many cards and brochure they would distribute. And they push it in your hand and they move, and they shove it in my hand and they move to the other person and they shove. No dialogue, no conversation. Now, for a new beginner, what are the things that you recommend that they have in place to begin with?
Well, that's the improper way of networking, and I actually put a CD together about that because that's not the correct way.
That's right.
It's not about collecting the business cards.
It's about
forging real relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is, if I'm in a networking setting and I meet someone,
mm-hmm.
I don't give a business card.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking, and I want to know more information about them. Hey,
right.
What's your name? What do you do? Really? Tell me what kind of people you work with. Who will be
right.
your client? Who are you
That's
looking
right.
for? I'm asking those kind of questions. And then I ask that person, I'll ask them, is it okay for me to give your information to some people that I may know, because I don't have a need for your service, but I know about seven other people who
right.
do. Is that
That's
okay
right.
with you?
That's right.
That's
right.
what I do.
That's right.
And then at the end of the day, that person, at the end of that meeting, that person is going to come to me and say, hey, do you have some information on you?
That's right. That's
and
right.
And I'll say, sometimes I may have a card and sometimes I won't. I'll send them to the web. Go
That's
online
right.
and look up my information and friend me. And if you send me a friend request, then I know that you paid attention.
That's right. That's right. Mrs. Rooks, catch your breath. We have a caller. I want to check in if the caller have a question, please.
Yes.
Caller, good evening. Your first three digits are 206. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Amina Mandragon, and I'm calling from Everett, Washington.
All right, Ms. Rodriguez. Thanks so much for calling. What is your question, please?
My question is, what is the best way that I can find a way to peg my own personal brand?
That's a good question.
Wonderful question.
There are several ways that you can do that. And there again, people who know me in Memphis, they know that I do this. Whenever people see me out, I have on a bright color and I wear big rings. And I only wear one. That is me starting a brand. So whenever I enter the room, people are going to look to see who this is with the bright orange, the bright red, the bright green, and the large ring.
Mm-hmm.
She must know something about somebody who knows somebody who knows something. Okay? So the first thing I would recommend is you need to make sure that you stand out in a way that people are drawn to you.
Mm-hmm.
Once you start that, and it can be something that's, hey, that's the lady that wears a scarf all the time. Oh, that's the lady that wears the poofy stuff. That's the lady. That's a brand. When people say that about you, that's a brand. That's the lady who knows everything. So whatever you are known for, and people have always known me for the way that I've dressed.
Mm-hmm.
And so that has been my brand, and I knew that. And so I just took it to another level and used the bright color.
Right.
So whatever you do, if you do something a certain way, if you say something a certain way, you dress in a certain fashion, stick with that.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to just add to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And allow
Thank
that thing
much.
To join into your business or whatever you're doing.
Beautiful. Okay. Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. And Ms. Rodriguez, if you would just stop by the radio show, mark a comment, mark the show favorite, so that you know who are the guests that we are having on, we would appreciate it. So
yes,
just
ma'am.
Follow us and join us on Twitter and Facebook and everything.
Thank you so much. I am loving your show. Thank you.
Thank
You're
you
welcome.
Very
Thank
much.
You.
And just tweet your friends and let them know to call in with their questions. Thank you so much for taking time out from your family to be with us.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, if you're just joining me, aren't you loving the questions?
They're very good questions. I love
very
those. I love
questions.
It.
It simply showed that people are paying attention to what's going on. And this is beautiful because people want to make a difference out there. And a lot of people really don't know how to
mm-hmm.
get this
That's
done.
Right. That's right. They don't know the how.
Yeah, we are all so unique and special in who we are. We really don't have to be anybody else. Just be authentically who we are created to be.
That's right.
You know, and fine-tune it. Don't be afraid to invest in your image.
That's right.
Because that is powerful. That is powerful. I don't know where the time goes. They say the time go fast when you're having fun. And we are doing both here this evening. We are having fun and acquiring knowledge. Isn't that powerful?
Yes, it is.
I am telling you, we only have a mere 37 minutes remaining. So keep the phone lines coming. Keep the calls coming in. So you talked about when your husband realized, baby, you can't be doing this for free no more. We got to keep some food on the table. How was the transition for you?
It was easy. It was very easy for me. And people respect me. And there again, those who know me, I'm very vocal.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to just tell it like it is.
That's right.
And I can be really nice, and I am, and I'll say it in the right fashion.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't mix words. I don't do that because
That's
I
right.
don't want a person in business to go out and think they're doing stuff the right way, and people are talking about them.
That's
that
right.
bothers me. And
That's
so
right.
when I hear that, I have the gift of tact to be able to talk to the person and say, hey, let me help you tweak some things real quick.
Beautiful.
And tighten this up, you know, tighten this up do your presentation like this, and
mm-hmm.
it will make a big difference.
Beautiful.
Because I don't want that person to go without making any money or income because that's how they live.
That's right.
And if I can help them change some things, then it's worth it.
That's
because
right.
everyone that's in business, they are really in it. They're just not in it to make money. This is what they've been called and gifted to do, and they've yes. developed a product or service that is filling the need for somebody.
Yes, yes.
And so
yes.
you have to, that's the way that I look at it. So
One.
It was really easy for me. It wasn't difficult at all.
Beautiful, beautiful. Let's talk about in more detail some of the services you offer for the different demographics so people can understand when they pick up the phone to call you, you know, what am I going to be calling for? What
sure.
are some of the things you offer?
I like starting off with a person who has an idea and they need to develop that idea of how to get it into a product or make it a service that makes sense. So the business, the professional development, the business development, that is a service that I offer. Because I've come across people who have great ideas, and they want to have a membership something, and they don't even know what they're going to offer the people. Don't know how much to charge the people. They haven't even done any research to find out if that is a viable service or feature. So that's where I come in to kind of help them with the research and stuff and do an assessment. So that's one part of it. Consulting, if you're already in business and you just want to pick my brain and ask questions, that's fine too. Don't have a problem with that. Web design, PR, if you just want press releases done and you just need somebody to handle the media portion of it, we can do that as well. We handle event coordination. If you have a grand opening, you have a concert, a conference, or whatever, I have a staff, and we will do the floor management of your event in addition to the marketing, the PR, whatever needs to be done. Coaching, you just want somebody to walk with you, I can walk with you. That's not a problem. If you want to walk, I can walk. If you want to run, we can run together. Just being able to guide anything in marketing and advertising, if you don't understand the difference between the two and what you're paying for and how to find the best rates and stuff like that when it comes to advertising and marketing, that's also a service that I offer, because a lot of times you get people, they'll call a business owner and they'll lock them into these contracts of advertising and stuff, and they're not even targeting the demographics that the people need. And it's the wrong timing. You can't be in business 3 months and then talking about doing commercials and radio stuff and TV. Doesn't work like that. So being able to teach the entrepreneur the steps, the strategic steps of how things are supposed to be done, that is just so important. And that goes into that development, you know, package, and that's a service that I offer as well.
Beautiful. You know what I like about what you just illustrated is the fact that once this person comes to you for the business development, they don't really need to leave to go anyplace else.
No, they stay with me.
It's like coming at daycare, and when it's time to go to pre-K, then kindergarten, and everything is under the one building, under the same roof. And that's beautiful, because you know what? Because I don't have to leave to go into another building. Everybody in this building already know me. They know my personality. They know my story. They know where I've been. And they kind of have an idea where I need to go now. Wow. So I don't have to keep recreating my story to tell somebody else who misunderstands.
Right.
And that is beautiful what you do. This is just amazing, the way how you have set everything up under one umbrella to serve your clients.
Right. Even the legal aspect, if they need legal, and most of them do, they need to get their business structure set up. I have attorneys that I work with and turn them over to them. Look, this is what they need. Need a 501(c) done, they need an LLC, they need to get that copyrighted, trademarked, or whatever. Artists, entertainers, anything like that, entertainment attorneys, and I have to, you know, spend some time with the client to find out exactly what they need, because I have found out over my years in the industry that people will come and say they want PR and marketing, and they're not even covered legally. And I can't promote and blast out anything if their stuff is not protected, because it can be stolen. And so I have to ask a lot of questions, because I don't want the client to be upset with me because the person or another person that has access to disposable income, 50 G's, 100 G's, has taken your method and your idea, and they've trademarked it and made it theirs.
You know, that's right.
So it's just a lot of stuff like that, even business plans. You know, you don't share that stuff with people you don't trust.
Mm-hmm.
Do not do that. Non-disclosure statements. People don't do those. I swear by them.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm talking stuff with you, you're going to sign a non-disclosure.
That's right. That's
you don't
right.
want to sign it, you won't be talking.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's okay to get people to sign your non-disclosures. That shows the integrity of that person.
That's right. Well, I got to tell you here, I think this episode of the A New Day show was solely created for me. because, you know, let me be selfish, but I'm getting so much value out of here. And, you know, I'm so honored to know you and to be able to work with you. And it's just amazing and just, it's just a great value added to all the things that I am doing here. We are getting down to 29 minutes remaining. Come on, guys. Call in 646-915-8166. Tweet your friends, your cousin, your neighbor, the person you have not spoken to in 20 years. Tweet them and tell them you know that they got something to tell. And the person that can tell it best is on the A New Day show, so they got to call this number. They don't want to miss out. They don't want to miss out. Now, if you could create a list for us entrepreneurs that give us the strongest growth or expansion, what would that checklist look like?
Meaning in your business? What would be what would that list look like? The things that we could do to help grow our business?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The first thing on the top of the list, the main thing is start out creating a budget, whether it be $50, $25 to $50 a week. Create a budget.
Mm-hmm.
That's paramount. That's on the top of the list. Because once you create a budget, if you wanted to get some banners done, handbills, you wanted to sponsor something, if
mm-hmm.
you've been saving $100 a month for 3 or 4 months, you're able to do a sponsorship
mm-hmm.
and have some left.
Wow.
So creating a budget is so important because it allows you to be able to do some things. And when you approach people
mm-hmm.
or when they approach you, you're not trying to get it together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people will, they know when you don't have it together.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, okay, they don't have it together. Let's move on to the next thing.
All right. Would you hold on? We have a caller. Please hold on. Hello, caller. Your first 3 digits are 860. You are from my home state. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hello, my name is Keisha. I'm calling from Middletown, Connecticut.
Hello, Miss Keisha. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous, Miss Daphne. So glad to be tuning in today with your fabulous, fabulous guest.
Thank you. Do you have a question for her?
Well, I'm just chiming in, so I haven't had the opportunity to see what you spoke about thus far, but I am an entrepreneur, and I do have a few things that I do, and maybe she could give me some insight, some advice on how I can better promote myself.
Okay, good. Okay.
Well, I think this question that I just asked her, because I just asked her a question about how entrepreneurs can expand themselves and their growth.
Right.
So, and the first thing she just gave us is to create a budget of at least $25 to $50 a week. So, why don't we allow her to continue with the list? And if you still have questions, I'm going to leave you live. If you still have questions after she gives us the list, then you'll ask it again, okay?
Okay, sure. Sounds great.
All right. So, please continue, Mrs. Rooks.
Okay. creating that budget, $25 to $50 a week, and saving, you know, holding that for 2-3 months or so, then decide on, you know, what you're going to use that money toward. Is it going to be redesigning business cards? Is it going to be to have somebody do your website on the high end? You're going to sponsor something, banners, vertical banners, or whatever you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Have your car wrapped. I mean, just all those different things. So that's the first thing, create that budget.
Right.
One of the second things that you could do that will definitely maximize is understanding your product or your service. And I mean really understanding it, not just saying it, but understanding it. Long term, short term. What does your product do for people? Creating various price points.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you have someone that has a printing shop.
Mm-hmm.
They print T-shirts.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Okay. Can they do family reunions? Can they do choir robes? Those
mm-hmm.
are different price points.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to find out within your service, do you have different price points? Because everybody may not come in. They may not want a T-shirt.
That's right.
So you need to be able to offer various things that still keep the services coming to you.
Mm-hmm.
So understanding your brand and your product, that is so important. If you are multi-gifted and talented like myself, all of your branding has to come back to the main focus.
Mm-hmm.
And my main focus is speaking and teaching and educating and communicating. It's all marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So whether I'm singing, I'm still doing marketing. I'm still communicating. Whether I'm writing books, it's all going back to talking. Still marketing. Whether I'm coaching, consulting, web designing, it's all in that communication. And I am a licensed insurance agent, so I'm still communicating because my insurance covers my business owners.
Mm-hmm.
So it all goes in the same fold of communicating, and I'm telling something.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure whatever you're doing, it fits into the same scope. Now, I can't go and start selling cars. That would be out of the scope.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That would be out of the scope. I can't get into construction. That would be out of the scope.
Wonderful.
So it all has to line up within the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding how to network properly. When you're attending networking events, you need to find out and get to know that person that you're talking to. Follow up a week later.
Mm-hmm.
Take them to lunch. You all do a lunch thing. And if you cannot benefit from that person's service, find someone who can. If
mm-hmm.
you believe the person has integrity and their character is intact, because you don't want that relationship to go sour through business dealings that you have initiated.
Mm-hmm.
And people who know me, they know I'm like that. If somebody does some business that's not correct, I'm going to go to the person that I recommended and the person who I know, and I'm going to get to the bottom of it.
That's right.
Because I don't want anyone to ever say that I did business poorly or I recommended someone that didn't have integrity.
That's right.
So I don't have any of those problems. I know a lot of people say, I wouldn't recommend, they burn me. I don't have those problems. Because
right.
people who are connected to me, they know that I don't play that.
That's right.
My
That's
name
right.
means a whole lot.
That's
and
right.
So in order to keep that safe, I need to spend time with people who I even feel like recommending. I need to get to know you. I need to know what your values are, what your core is, what's going on, how do you deal with refunds and cancellations. So
mm-hmm.
we're going back to the development piece.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know your product and your service.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to know who your target market is.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a seamstress and you're selling kids' clothes, you shouldn't be down at the retirement home. That's
mm-hmm.
not the market for you to be passing out flyers to.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that would be great is making sure that all of your material is done properly. I hate to see someone give me a business card and the words are misspelled, and the business card is purple and their website is blue.
Mm-mm-mm.
all of your material has to be consistent.
And coordinated. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, and yes.
Mm-hmm.
And when I get a business card like that, I will and I have thrown it away in front of the person or handed it back to them. And they'll ask me, why you do that? Well, first of all, if you didn't take the time out to hand me a professional business card, I have to question your professionalism. If you did it because you didn't know, then I'm the girl you need to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
But if this is how you operate on a regular basis, then I definitely could not recommend you to anyone that I know, because the people that I know, they're professional people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be a reflection on me.
That's right.
So those are just a few things that would be on the list. And it mainly goes back to the development piece at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
If you get the stuff right in the beginning, you won't have these hang-ups that I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You just won't have them.
All
keeping
right.
a record of your testimonies when you do projects and stuff for people. My first client was the winner of Oprah's Big Give, Leslie Clark, here in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it, all just loved it. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And then my second client came up, was a screenwriter and still is, and co-wrote the movie Insecure that
mm-hmm.
people were talking about all these few years ago, and I was actually in the movie.
Mm.
Now, branding did that. Branding allowed me to be able to be in the movie, but I'm promoting the screenwriter. That's my client.
Mm.
You know, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. But to have the added bonus of being in the movie, and it was a paid spot now, y'all. It was a paid spot.
Mm.
Hey! A paid spot.
That's what I'm
which is even
about.
Better. You know, that's branding. That's just the branding that, hey, girl, we know you did this here. You just putting it out on blast, and you got all these people, you know, and these people are in the movie, Lamont Rucker, Tempest Bledsoe, Elise Neal, you know, just Cordell Moore, just, you know,
mm-hmm.
great people who were in
wow.
the movie. And my client co-wrote that movie, which is phenomenal, you know,
beautiful.
Wonderful, just wonderful. But being able to know my brand and know my product and know my clients and know my services, that was key, because if I couldn't do it, she wouldn't have hired me.
That's right. That's
and we've
right.
been together for about 6 years now. So
beautiful.
You know, but those are just some things. If you have
wow.
another question that if I wasn't really clear, I'll try to, you know, expound on it if you want me to.
All right. So, Keisha, did that answer your question?
The things that she mentioned was very helpful, because one thing I struggle with as an entrepreneur is that I'm more creative than I am technical, and I'm more creative than I am businessy. Like being a business-minded individual is something
yeah.
that I would have to learn. I don't have to be taught to be creative, but I do
mm-hmm.
need to be taught how to be more business-like, you know, because
right.
I was raised by Southern parents who taught me you have to get a good job. And
mm-hmm.
I tried that, and I struggle with it because I don't believe I was creative for that. So when I do try to do that, I'm uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
You know what?
That's
you know what, Keisha? Yeah, it takes time and the willingness to invest in yourself as an entrepreneur, knowing that you don't have the skills. So you have the creative part. And what you need to do is to invest in a person like Sharon Rooks who can help you accomplish what you want. A lot of time as entrepreneurs, we sit down beating up ourselves and trying to get something done that we know we can't do.
Right.
So we just have to bite the bullet and invest in our long-term success.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, coaching will help with that. That would definitely help with that. Coaching and role play and just, you know, talking out some scenarios of how to do this and what's the best way to do that. Because,
mm-hmm.
like I said, some people just don't know. They don't know how. They
right.
really
and,
don't
and
know.
We don't know that we don't know, you know?
Right, right. They just
right.
don't know. And
we
that could be hurting your business, too. It could be hurting her business opportunities because she doesn't know. And
right.
that is not good, because she's in this to make money. She's not in this to just to be doing it because she's bored.
That's right. That's right.
So,
you know, last night I was speaking with a gentleman, and the man said something to me, and I got the biggest aha moment out of our brief conversation. He said to me, "You cannot help the people who you know need help." Because he says they don't want to pay for the help because they don't want the help.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, isn't that the truth? Because a lot of times we are committed to, for example, let's say we are committed to working with, people who are in the inner city, for example. And you go ahead and you're ripping your hair out because those people think they don't need the help. And sometimes you probably are thinking that something is wrong with what I'm doing instead of looking at it from the perspective that they don't want it. So you got to move into the person who knows what they want and is willing to pay for it. And it was such an aha moment when the person pointed that out to me. Well, Miss Keisha, I want to thank you for calling.
It was my pleasure.
And please stop at the show page and mark it favorite, and so you can be kept informed of the guests that I have on each week.
Okay.
And just write a comment too on the show page, and we appreciate that. So again, I thank you for calling.
No problem.
And look me up, Miss Keisha, look me up on Facebook, and if you have some other questions, just inbox me some questions that you have, and I'll be more than happy to answer those offline.
Okay, that sounds great.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, oh my heavens, where did the time go? We are down to 13 minutes. I would like to ask you, Mrs. Rooks, to please summarize your thoughts and give us a few high points higher points, because all the points were phenomenally high. And give us your contact information, how we can reach you. And again, I want to thank you. For your investment of time and knowledge in my listeners.
No problem at all. It's been a pleasure. Some of the high points to recap is when you make the decision that you're going to be in business, that comes with a change of mind, and you're going to have to make some sacrifices when it comes to those things. And you need to make up in your mind whether you're going to be in business or you're doing this as a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're doing it as a hobby, don't try to present it as a business.
Mm-hmm.
That's one that's on the top of my list.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
In priority.
That's right.
If you want to remain in business long term, really understand what it means to brand. Get a coach, get a mentor, get a consultant. Get your questions answered so that you can get in the direction that you're needed in so that you can help the people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're in business for. You say that you have a service or a feature or product that can help others. But if you're not in a position, you won't be able to service them. And you'll find yourself just constantly trying to rebrand and tell people that you exist again. You should not be doing that every 3 months.
That's right.
Telling people that you exist. If you start off right, it usually takes about 3 years for a business to really get it, 3 to 5 years. And if you have done all those things correctly, you're going to be fine. But if you haven't, you're going to find yourself spinning your wheels and you will not see a profit.
Because
you're going to be struggling. You're trying to figure out and tell people your story again, and that you do this, and that you do this, and that you do this, and you shouldn't be doing that. Understanding who you're trying to service. You cannot service everyone, and it's okay. As I mentioned earlier, I may not be able to use your service, but I may have five other people who can.
That's right.
So, you know, just be aware of that. These people don't want my product. They don't want to do business with me. Find out what it is and the reason why they're not doing business with you. It's okay to do a survey.
That's right.
You need to find out what the people are saying about you.
Mm-hmm.
And if there are some things that you need to fix and you need to tweak and work on, be open to that.
That's right.
And because it's only going to make you better.
Mm-hmm.
It's only going to make you better.
Mm-hmm.
And I classify people as numbers.
Mm.
And business owners can do the same thing. If a person is not a plus or a multiplication, you don't need them.
That's right. That's what I do with business cards when I go to conferences. Mm-hmm.
And it's not necessarily to get something from, but it's a connection.
That's right.
I need to add value, and I need to be multiplying your value.
That's right.
If you have some minuses and some division, you
mm-hmm.
don't need them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So watch your circle of influence.
Mm-hmm.
And the poor people that you talk to, and watch them, and watch the people that they hang around.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's going to be a signal as to where your elevation is.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're in the same, they're just stagnant, they're not moving, and there's no positive development going on, you do not need to be spending a large portion of your time associated with these people.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to get to a point, it's going to rub off on you, and you're going to feel like you're so insufficient, and, you know, I'm just going to give this business up.
Strangling the air out of you. That's right.
No, so be mindful of that. Watch your surroundings. Get around good people who value and they understand. I read a lot of John C. Maxwell books. Talks
mm-hmm.
about leadership, and I recommend any of his leadership books to anyone that's in business.
Mm-hmm.
Read
that's right.
his book. Ken Brown, read his books. Leadership, 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 having the heart of a servant. You need to understand how to serve before you can lead.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some things that I just, you know, would recommend. You
mm-hmm.
know who you are. Don't allow other people to define you.
Mm-hmm.
You need
and
to know who
let
you are before you
find you either.
Yeah, you need to know who you are before you start this thing.
That's right.
So
that's right.
That would be some things, that some key points that I would like to share with people. And
right.
if someone wants to contact me, they can look me up on Facebook. And my name is spelled Sharon, Sharen.
Mm-hmm.
Rooks.
Mm-hmm.
And I am all over the World Wide Web.
Mm-hmm.
And people can call my office at 901-492-1772.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
24 hours a day. I have
wow.
clients all over the place, so I really don't have a time off, per se.
Right.
Because I have people in Tulsa and Atlanta, mm-hmm. San Diego, so there's no off and on time for me.
That's right. Just
so they can call me whenever.
Mm-hmm.
Leave me a voicemail message, and I'll get back with you, or my virtual assistant. Somebody will call you back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Those are some ways that they can contact me, and, of course, visit the website, SharonRooksAgency.com.
Mm-hmm. 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 Wow. What an investment. You know, I am just so thankful that you really have deposited in us.
Thank you.
You know,
we all
talk about 2012 is the year. Well, you have laid it out. You have simplified it. Now we have an action plan that we can have such an amazing testimony come the end of 2012. Step by step by step, you show us how. It is reachable. However, we must take the action. Yes, we have all have adversities in our lives. Some of us had, some people are still going through it. In spite of, you can still stand up, be strong, and tell your story. Learn from that which you are dealt, regardless of what it is. Find the mentor, find the coach, and decide to take action to reinvent your life and to get the result that you want. Wow, wow, wow. I just want to thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for coming on and really laying out this phenomenal, phenomenal guideline for us, Mrs. Rooks.
You're very welcome. It's been my pleasure. I enjoy it. I love it. I like teaching. Like I said, I am a teacher first. So that's just so important to me. If you teach and educate and give the understanding, help people to understand, then they can grow and develop. And once you see that you've had a hand in that and been instrumental in that, it is so rewarding. And that's what PR and marketing is for me. When I see that and I have a hand in that, and to see that person on TV, you know, doing this and doing that and getting the calls and stuff, that is so rewarding that you've partaken, you know, in their success.
And, you know, I thank you. I respect and appreciate you, and I pray for your continuous success in each and everything that you have set your hand to do. And I know that you are such a value added to so many entrepreneurs and to business people. So just keep doing the phenomenal work that you are doing.
Thank you so much.
And for those of you who miss calling in, oh well, catch the archive and just shoot it out to everyone. And as always, remember that you are called for a destiny. And you can be successful in that destiny that you are called for. There are many support out there for you. You just need to identify what your needs are. Keep your eyes on the prize and do not allow anyone or anything to derail you off of your destiny path. Stay blessed, and I'll see you on Wednesday at 10 a.m.
grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny.